Hi, everyone. It's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Friday, March 22nd, and we have been in spring since Monday night, but it has not felt like spring. We've had a rather chilly and blustery week, and even right now, Friday morning, temperatures in the area are struggling in the upper 20s. Now, today is not going to be a bad day, but it is going to be a chilly day. We'll have sunshine and some clouds arriving in the afternoon. We'll be in the mid-40s, and we're still going to keep that gusty northwesterly flow, and that'll go up to 20 miles per hour at times. Now, tonight is when we see rain start arriving from our next storm system. So we do have a flood watch up for the entire area for Saturday and Saturday evening, specifically 4 a.m. Saturday to 2 a.m. Sunday. And we're going to see low pressure developing in the Gulf of Mexico, which is kind of an unusual place for a storm to form this time of year and track up the coast. But it's going to do that, and there's going to be lots and lots of tropical moisture with it. It's going to have this double barrel structure, and we're going to see that upper trough to the west really enhance the subtropical flow up the coast. So we're going to see steady rain develop late tonight, probably around 5 a.m., and then this is going to come down very heavily between about 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. Saturday, and it could potentially rain at an inch an hour, believe it or not, according to some of the guidance. That's the high end. When this is done, we're looking for generally about 3 inches. There could be a little more. The low is going to track right over the area. And there could actually be some showers and thunderstorms across the east end as the low pulls away and its cold front sweeps through. Also going to look out for gusty winds at times tomorrow, up to 45 miles per hour. Now, the good news is that it is going to dry out for Sunday, but it's going to remain generally cloudy through the day. We'll see highs in the mid to upper 40s. Another thing to note, over the next several days, we're going to be in the spring tide, meaning that we're at the biggest tidal range of the year because we're at a new moon and we're just past the vernal equinox. So when we do get into this onshore flow starting Sunday and going into early next week, we could have splashover during all the high tide cycles. So you know if you need to move your car. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You could find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC on Long Island, and on Patreon at JC Weather.